now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. It's great to have you along for the ride. We've got the top 10 of the National Top 20, which comes from the National Top 50, which is comprised of the National Top 30s of many campus and community radio stations. I think I could have made that any more confusing. Which comes from a National 100, it does all come from the Earshot-Online charts, and Brian is going to let you know what you'll find if you head to the website.
Yeah, you should go and check it out. Earshot-Online.com is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which is created and published every single week by the National Campus Community Radio Association and their staff and volunteers. You'll find the entire National Top 50 there on a weekly basis. This week, we are counting down the most played albums for the week ending Tuesday, March 29th, 2016. We already gave you number 20, number 11, and we're about to delve into the top 10. The National Top 50 is created by combining the top 30 charts for over 30 campus community radio stations for their particular stations and regions. And you can also find genres charts specific to electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. And that is both national and regional. There's also reviews, interviews, and lots more. So go and check it out and learn all about the campus and community radio music environment.
All right, there you go. And you can find us online a few ways too. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20 is our home on Facebook. And @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you. We'll do it in the form of an interview and we'll play something from your latest release. Told you in the first hour of the program, pretty stripped down version of the Earshot 20 this week. We don't have any interviews lined up. We do have some waiting in the wings. We'll get to those. And Steven's not with us either this week. He is in Paris. I've confirmed this now on his Facebook page. And he posted a picture of Joke Hotel. I don't know if that's where he's staying, but fitting for April 1st, because he'll be there on April Fool's Day. Yeah?
Maybe.
Not going to give me anything on that one, eh? He's hanging out in Paris.
And what a great invasion of Steven's personal space.
Well, I mean, it's kind of public, I feel.
Yes. Yeah, it's on his Instagram, okay. Which maybe is public. I don't know.
Maybe we're going to get slapped with a lawsuit. Anyway, he'll be back next week. We'll talk to him a little bit about maybe what he was doing, if he's comfortable with that. If not,
and we'll sell you his phone number.
Just give you the music news. We'll sell you his phone number. Oh, God. So we have the top 10. Brian's going to give you a bit of a look at the lowdown as well. Later on, we'll talk about albums that are debuting below the top 20. Do you know how many we have?
13. That's pretty big. Lots of new music. It's already tons and tons of great stuff coming out in 2016. And the next couple of months are going to be no different. Lots of cool new releases coming out for sure that you're going to hear lots about. Even just off the top of the head, you just mentioned Pup, and today there was a new Pac AD song that came out, so they have a big record coming out this summer. Tegan and Sarah have a new one coming out this summer. Tim Hecker has a new one coming out this month. Lots of big stuff coming out soon. Walrus has a new EP coming out at Arts and Crafts. Yeah.
Wow. And of course, Record Store Day is coming up. So some new stuff will come out of that and some old stuff will become new again. So do you frequent any stores on Record Store Day? Do you go out? Is it something that you partake in?
I don't know that I've ever bought anything. I definitely never bought any of the exclusives, but there's always lots of cool events going on. So go see nice live music and stuff, often out in the street on a hot day if the weather holds out as it has in the past. So be sure to go and check out your independent record stores for sure.
I didn't mean to call you out there. I didn't realize you're not an avid collector. I know.
I buy records. I don't know. Those days, it gets pretty crazy in those stores.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's get into it. 10-1. We'll do it right now. We'll start with number 10, move up from there. Brian is going to let you know what's coming in our first set of three.
Yes, you've heard it a few times now. The newest album by Dive is called Is The Is Our, and this week it's at 10, up two spots. And you're going to hear a track called Healthy Moon. Sitting still, this spot is the next two. First, we hear from Shotgun Jimmy. This is our first time playing this new record on the program, but it was at number 9 as well last week, and it debuted at 32 the week before that. It's called Field of Trampolines. You're going to hear Walkman Battery Bleed, and Savages Adore Life. Sitting still at 8, you're going to hear Mechanics.
Here's Dive, your number 10, Healthy Moon is the song. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
The city is flush with car drivers.
Shot 20. Number 8.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Mechanics by Savages. Their newest is called Adore Life. It sits still this week at number 8. Also sitting still is Shotgun Jimmy at number 9, Field of Trampolines, and Walkman Battery Bleed. We also heard Dive with Healthy Moon. Their newest entitled Is the Izar, and it's at number 10, up 2 spots this week.
All right, we've got more great music on the way for you right here on the Earshot 20, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming in our next 2 spots.
Right at number 7, dropping just 2 spots, is Charles Bradley from the album Changes. You're in here, Slow Love. And also dropping 2 spots is You Say Party, their newest self-titled release, their first in a few years, is falling in that spot. You're in here, Sweet Divine.
We'll go slow, love. I know you won't do. We'll go slow. Across the sea, you and me, counted each night, not a care. We get there when it feels right.
Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Sweet Divine by You Say Party, their new album, sitting at number 6, down 2 spots this week. Also down 2 spots, number 7 is Charles Bradley from the album Changes. Kicking off that set of 2 was Slow Love.
All right. I'm just trying to look here to see if there's anything that jumps out at me as interest. I mean, everything is interesting at Exclaim. So I do want to make a plug for them because it is a great, great resource for music news and stuff like that, lineups for concerts and things. So go check it out. You can also read on there a timeline. They've posted a timeline, Drake's rise to the top. It's on the cover of Exclaim magazine. We talked about this the last time we were chatting too. It's a pretty cool cover that they've got going on for Exclaim this week. It incorporates a lot of colors, kind of has like a, I don't know, like the thing that they did with Obama during the election, but more colors.
Yeah, it pops in a really cool way. Definitely, as always, go check out the latest issue of Exclaim, which you can find in many different places, record stores, coffee shops, and where have you, and as well as campus community radio stations. And yeah, his album coming out in about 2 weeks, so we'll see if that makes any of the rounds of the charts here in the very near future.
Yeah, are you familiar with the Beverleys?
Yes, I am.
They break up.
Oh, sad to hear it.
Yeah, and they're going to have a funeral party show in Toronto. Sounds strange to me.
This isn't as good as Steven.
No, I know.
Yeah, you're not ready to replace Steven. You're just like scrolling through the website, like being like, oh, hey, there's a headline. Hey, I read.
Did you know? Anyway, check it out, exclaim.ca. It will do more justice than I can in chatting about it. And Steven will be back next week. Two more. Let's get into it right now. Number 5, number 4.
Yeah, this one makes quite a big jump back into the show. It was down at number 22 at our last program. It is the latest album by Junior Boys, Big Black Coat. And then last week it was in at number 6. It rises one more spot this week to number 5. You're going to hear M and P. And then Stolen Song by Ray Spoon, whose latest album is called Armor. It's at number 4 up from number 7.
Earshot 20. Number 4.
If you grew up in a nothing town where they sing the same song in every house, then I can see what made you so hungry to stick up, to stand out, to be set apart, to make a sound, to be someone new.
Shot 20.
That was Ray Spoon with the album Armor. You heard a track called Stolen Song. That one at number 4, up 3 spots this week. And rising one spot to number 5 was Junior Boy's Big Black Coat with a track called M&P.
We have 3 more tracks, but first, before we get to that, we are going to give you a look at some of the albums that are debuting below the top 20. Of course, the top 20 comes from the national top 50. We can't play the whole top 50 every week, but we'd like to give you a snapshot as to what is debuting, because some of these albums very well could appear in the top 20 in the coming weeks. Here's the lowdown.
All right, yeah, we're just going to go over this really quickly, because as we mentioned previously, there are 13 big albums below the top 20 this week, many of which might make their way and probably will eventually make their way into the top 20. And as always, you can find the entire national top 50 every single week at earshot-online.com. At the number 50 spot is the newest album by Stephen Page, who you might know from the Bare Naked Ladies. His newest album is called Heal Thyself Part 1 Instinct. Roxanne Potfan with For Dreaming after that, just one spot up from there. At number 43, Note to Future Self, Technopoly and the Radiation Flowers with the self-titled album from Sundowning at number 41. Skipping a couple there to number 37 is Mothers with When You Walk a Long Distance, You're Tired, which is, you know, basically just a true fact.
It's a statement, yep.
One spot up from there. Number 36 is a really great new album by Hans Moll that I would highly encourage you to check out. It's called Comfort. And we skip a couple more debuts as well to go to some notable ones. At number 28, M. Ward, More Rain, and Chairlift with a track, that album called Mother, at number 27. And her highest debut this week was at number 25, Delta Will with Weathering.
All right, there we go. Thanks for that, Brian. We have three more tracks. We're going to do it right now. Number 3 kicks off this last set. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot.
Yeah, our top 3 is sitting still from the week before. So you're going to get a little bit of a snapshot of what it looked like the week that we took off. It is Winter Sleep at number 3. Sitting still in that spot is The Great Detachment. Here is Metropolis.
In a busy metropolis, poor Terry Cartel, so tightly to his chest, as if to protect, as if his life depended on his way to work. Some other more adventurous, some other place that I forget, as if the world has ever stopped to notice. Something so pure, so comical, so tragic. Miscellaneous, but love doesn't call your head.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
When I think thoughts about my hometown, I sometimes feel like I'll never get back. On the brink, a shadow covers over whatever future I thought that I could have. The sink, I wait for the cold water. I burned myself here one too many times. At the lab, they've turned off the hot water heater from the month of June, right through until July. A lion in chains above them, a lion in chains above them, a lion in chains above them, a lion in chains. Passing slowly, the hours of my discontent, I felt a new craze welling up behind my eyes. In a flood of tears, I gave myself to the heavens, where once a fire of anxious feelings forced me not to cry. A lion in chains above me, a lion in chains above me, a lion in chains above me, a lion in chains. Through my window and down across my sight lines to the river where the evening thrush resides. Along the water, winding through woods and open fields, my imagination pony rides. A lion in chains above him, with a lion in chains above him, a lion in chains above him, with a lion in chains. Sleeping at the crest of a Titanic crashing wave, I fell to strange dreams of jealousy and the know-it-all crown. I wandered blindly through the field, I wandered blindly and alone, but could not find another one for my protector and my guide. For God lions in chains above them, God lions in chains above them, oh God lions in chains above them, God lions in chains. Steep is the cost when the dreams of love are broken. Grueling the workshop where they're put back together in time. I saw gold mines and a different kind of token. Here at the arcade I spent about 45,000 dimes. my hometown. I sometimes feel like I'll never get out of here. I feel a warm breath and a deadly uncaring power at the back of my neck, and I wonder what it is that keeps me here.
Shot 20. Number 1.
Well, any sense I had is gone. On an open field you had me run. Where was the light we had before? I don't know why I ask at all. I keep on talking carelessly. I look in books and magazines, thinking a word could be enough. You look at me, I'm burning out. When I hear your good advice, I'm starting something. And good advice, I'm running from it. I didn't ask it, I didn't want it. In an empty room, you pardon me, but all around us whispering, what we have now, anyone's guess. So just be rude or your kindness. You give it out so easily that now I drown in reason. Makes me feel worse. When I hear your good advice, I'm starting something. Your good advice, I keep running from it. I shouldn't ask since I never want it. Any sense I have at all is gone. On the open field you had me run. Where was the light we had before? Oh, I don't know why I ask at all. If the pardon isn't what I want, I can't be housed or even
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was the title track from Baja Boulad, number one, topping our charts for several weeks now. And that one's called Good Advice. Thought Rock Fish Scale is the latest sophomore release by Nap Eyes, sitting still at number two. You heard Lion in Chains. And Metropolis by Winter Sleep from the album The Great Detachment. That album also sitting still near the top at number three.
Baja Boulad's tour is called the Good Advice Tour. So I wonder if she gives out advice.
You should ask her for some advice.
I'm going to, because I will get to interview her at some point, and when I do, I'm going to say the first things first. Well, I don't want to give it away. I'm not going to tell people what I'm going to ask, but some advice will be given. I think maybe I'll give her some advice.
Sure.
On you know, how ways to really promote yourself. I think that's what I'll do. Anyway, that does it. I don't think she needs help.
Like, what?
For me. She doesn't need
help. You're going to help her? I think you need her help.
Yeah, maybe. That does it for us. Another week, another countdown complete. I'm Anthony Ammon. Brian Cleveland is also in studio. He's right there. There he is. Say hello, Brian.
Hello.
There he is. And we are
You didn't notice down. I was here by now.
We're
you haven't been listening.
Yeah, we count down the top 20 albums charting from earshot-online.com every single week, and it's recorded out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, Local 107.3 FM, where we also broadcast first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net, or if you podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around stick around for a week. We'll have another program, but stick around right now because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.